I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, October 21. Coming up, Jamaica to tap into mineral mining sector, new climate change resilience program launched, and section of Marcus Garvey Drive to be closed. The news in detail after this message.
Calling all government pensioners in Kingston, St. Andrew, and St. Catherine. The Accountant General's Department is coming your way. On Friday, October 28, the AGD will be at the Emmanuel Apostolic Church, Portmore Pines, at 10 a.m. Come hear about the life certificate plans. Get financial advice from Jamaica National. Speak directly with Sagicor about your GOJ health plan. Get free health checks from NHF. And stay for the entertainment prizes and surprises. That's the AGD's Pensioners Information Forum. Friday, October 28th, Emmanuel Apostolic Church, Portmore Pines at 10 a.m.
Now the news. Jamaica is to benefit from a three-year program aimed at positioning the country to take advantage of the lucrative minerals sector. The 13.1 million euro development minerals program is being undertaken in six African, Caribbean and Pacific ACP states, with funding from the European Union, the EU. It seeks to build the profile and improve the management of neglected development minerals, which include industrial and construction minerals, and dimension and semi-precious stones. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Transport and Mining, Dr. Alwyn Hales, says the project will boost productivity in the sector.
The sector now has a real chance to increase its productivity, better manage its operations and adhere to national and international environmental and health standards. I am sure that the stakeholders stand to benefit tremendously from the timely intervention by our partners.
It's estimated that Jamaica can earn up to $7 billion annually by ramping up the production of limestone and its high value-added items for the local and export markets. The government is to implement a $17 million project geared towards further building Jamaica's resilience to the negative impacts of climate change. The project, being executed by the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, and the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, will provide for capacity building in key sectors to better enable them to adapt to climate change issues. The project has three components and is being funded by the Inter-American Development Bank. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Audrey Sewell, says the initiative is indicative of the collaborative approach being taken by government to tackle climate change.
We know that in terms of what we implement for adaptation, climate change activities, we have to take a multi-sectoral approach. And as a result, we have been reaching out to various agencies and working collaboratively with various agencies. And we are very happy for the responses that we have got and the cooperation.
Mrs. Sewell was speaking at the signing of a memorandum of understanding between RADA and the ministry on Thursday. Debate on bills that seek to establish Jamaica as a domicile of choice for international financial and business services got underway in the House of Representatives earlier this week. The bills being debated are the Limited Partnership Act and the General Partnership Act. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, who piloted the bills, said they form part of the framework for the establishment of an international financial services hub in Jamaica.
These bills will result in the creation of more modern and sophisticated business vehicles that can facilitate a wide variety of financial service transactions, which we expect will attract investors to the island.
The bills were previously approved by the lower house but had not been passed in the Senate prior to the dissolution of Parliament for the general election in February this year. The General Partnership Bill will formalize the process for foreign partnerships looking to transact business in Jamaica and facilitate mergers and conversion of joint ventures. Debate on the bills was suspended to facilitate further consultations. And the National Works Agency, NWA, is advising motorists using Marcus Garvey Drive in Kingston that the road heading to the Portmore Toll will be closed for 3 days as of Thursday, October 20. Manager, Communication and Customer Services at the NWA, Stephen Shaw, says the section of the road that will be impacted is between East Avenue and the Total Gas Station in the vicinity of the Shoemaker Gully. He says the closure is necessary to allow workmen to add material in order to facilitate the lifting of that section of the road. Sections of Marcus Garvey Drive are being lifted by as much as 3 feet. During the closure, westbound traffic will be diverted to the eastbound lane, which will be shared by vehicles heading in both directions. Motorists are therefore being advised to obey the posted warning signs and instructions of the flag persons during the period of the closure. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.